So even though you knew or you already had a sense of some mental conditioning, mental coaching, kind of that whole visualization, some of those things, you had a sense of that from years earlier. In her mind, this was really important in your ability to be successful this year?
Right. So, you know, because it's important to her. And, I mean, I think it's important anyways, but, you know, did it, like I said, I think it was like, sure, it gave us, and he even said, you guys already have it, it's just maybe 1% or 2%, you know, which is, at this time in our careers, the game becomes more mental than it does physically. Because I can tell you I'm not moving the same as I did or jumping the same as I did then, but it's how do you, you know, then that's when your mental state has to take over and, okay, I got to place the ball better, you know, do this. So, but because it's important to her and we are a team, then I'm going to make it important for us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. In those discussions, when you talked about understanding sort of pre-match things, things like, were outside of visualization, were there things that they talked about that you also, I mean, you might have had some sense about, but that reminded you about how important some of the mental game was, and ways you could put it in play.
I mean, not really. It was basically, you know, just being in the now and working each point and letting things go. And I have pretty easy time with that. I mean, one of the keys for me was I got blood tested by a nutritionist and all that. So a lot of my certain levels of amino acids were imbalanced. So it was like balancing those out, and that was part of it. You know, he kind of dabbled in everything. Like, so that was big. Thing for me.
Wow. How do you balance amino acids? Is it just a kind of food intake?
It's just taking different things. Like I had high arsenic level, and you know, some of your transmitters may not fire properly, or your body may not fire properly because you're not getting the right amounts of certain amino acids, or you're getting too much, and you know, not enough of something else. So it was kind of important for me to do that before the game heading, because I wanted to make sure, like, so going to sports psychologist was one stone that we turned over, you know?
Right.
Getting the proper nutrition and making sure everything was right, because it is about who can outlast the other players. You want to be healthy, and you want to be firing, you know, on all cylinders. So that was an important component as well.